Okay, someone came over to me the other day, I think it was you, asking about the new covers that they have for Tefillin Shel Yad. Apparently, if you go, right, that if you go into any Judaica store, or many Judaica stores, especially in Israel, you will see that they sell, normally on Tefillin Shel Yad, we have like these either cardboard or plastic covers with a hole in the top of it that goes over the Tefillin Shel Yad. But now they sell something they call Kisu Yad, I think it's called, where they have like these rubber covers that only cover the edges of the tefillin and leave the majority of the bias exposed both on top and on the sides. And the question was, is there any value in this? It comes with a haskama from Rav Asher Weiss. So the question is, what is the value in this? Now, the background information is that our tefillin shel yad get knocked around a lot and are in danger of losing their ribua, of getting chipped and losing the squareness of the tefillin that is required. And that's exacerbated by the fact that the Mishnah Berurah paskins in Simchav Zayin, Sifkat and Mem Zayin, that l'chadchila it's best to cover the Tefillin Shel Yad, so you're pulling a sleeve over it, you're doing something that's going to constantly rub against the Tefillin Shel Yad, so that creates a bigger problem, even though it happens to be the Ramah over there in Simchav Zayin writes that ein mahakbidim heim gluyim o mechusim, that you don't even have to be makbid one way or the other if you cover or uncover the Tefillin Shel Yad, but the Mishnah Berurah says we should cover it with our sleeve or something. And the reason that he says to do that is based on what the Beis Yosef quotes from many Rishonim and the Bach quotes from Rishonim in Simchav Zayin, that V'hayu l'chal la'os v'lo la'acherim la'os is a reference to the Tefillin Shel Yad. That Tefillin Shel Yad is supposed to be more private. It's for you. It's not for others to see. As opposed to Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is not supposed to be covered, because V'ro kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, everybody is supposed to see ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, that you have a Tefillin Shel Rosh. So for centuries, the way we solved this problem was we had this cardboard box, and more recently, in the recent decades, a plastic box that covers the Tefillin Shel Yad and therefore protects it from getting chipped or protects it from getting ruined in any way. So what we want to discuss is there any halachic problem with that which we've been covering our Tefillin Shel Yad with for centuries, apparently. So this Kisu Yad, is there something that it solves? Is there a problem that it solves? It doesn't seem that there's anyone that would hold that it's a problem to use this Kisu Yad, this rubber covering of the Tefillin Shel Yad that they're making now, but is it solving any problem? Is it just a money-making gimmick? A new thing they could charge you for instead of the free little piece of plastic that they give you with the tefillin? What are the halachic issues that it solves? Now, it does seem to solve a practical issue. If you go into any shul or any Beis Medrash, somewhere in the shul or Beis Medrash, there is a collection of those boxes that have been lost, that have been found on the floor, because they constantly fall off. This does solve a practical issue. It doesn't fall off. It holds on tight to the Tefillin Shel Yad. But is that all it solves, or is there some sort of halacha? So Rav Asher Weiss wrote a tshuva on this topic. It's easily found online. If you Google Kisu Yad Rav Asher Weiss, you can easily find the tshuva. And we'll summarize not only his tshuva, but also what a lot of other poskim say about our boxes. When I say ours, because I think everyone here has the standard old-fashioned boxes that we use to cover the Tefillin Shel Yad, and we'll see if there's any issues. The Gemara Masech Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes tells us that the bias of the Shel Rosh, that a bias of Tefillin, you're not allowed to add a fifth bias on the Shel Rosh, because the halacha is that the whole bias of Tefillin needs to be roeh es ha'avir. It needs to be exposed to the air. And if you add on a fifth bias in the Shel Rosh, then the fourth bias is not roeh es ha'avir. It's not exposed on the outside because it's covered with the fifth bias. So this leads to two questions. First of all, does that same halacha of roeh es ha'avir apply to the Tefillin Shel Yad? Does it need to be able to be exposed to the outside? And second, would a covering that's easily removable, that you can easily take off and put back on, constitute a violation of roeh es ha'avir? Let's say you had on your Shel Rosh a covering that can easily come off and on. Would that be a violation if you kept the cover on of roeh es ha'avir? Those are the two issues. So there is a Tosos in Maseches Menachos and Daf Lamed Hei, where Tosos is in the context of defining the word ma'abarta that comes up in the Gemara. The Gemara refers to a part of the tefillin that's a ma'abarta. We assume the ma'abarta is the part where the ritzua goes through. But Tosos suggests at one point that ma'abarta Barta means a ritzua that goes over the bayis of the shalyad, a ritzua that spreads over the bayis of the tefillin shalyad. So Tosfos says, well, wait a second. Why isn't that a problem of Eina Roes HaAvir? You have a ritzua going over the bayis. Isn't that therefore stopping the bayis from being Roes HaAvir? Tosfos has three answers, and perhaps depending on which of the three answers you accept, we'll be able to figure out whether our covering of the Tefillin Shel Yad poses any sort of a shemetz of a problem. First answer, Tosfos says, is Delo Shayach Eina Roes HaAvir B'Chiya Gavna Ela Ki Chiber Beisa Achrini Taman, that it's only a problem of Roes HaAvir when you've attached another bias, when something becomes part of the tefillin. But to have something that's easily removable, to have something that's clearly external to the bias, like a ritzua that spreads over it, that's no problem of Roes HaAvir. L'chora, according to this first answer of Tosfos, our removable plastic boxes are no problem at all. It is clearly external to the core tefillin, and therefore would not be a problem at all. It should be noted, though, that the Mordechai in Hilchos Tefillin, Dibur Maskil Titura, suggests that our covers are worse than having a ritzua go over the bias of the tefillin, because he says, Ipcha mistavra, de'echa shekula mechupa ba'orek d'l'el, adiv tfei, d'nira kol ka'orechad. When you wrap the whole thing in another piece of leather, that's better because that at least looks like it's a single unit. Aval heicha shenikr she'ein me'ara tfilin, yesh livsal tfei. But if it's clearly recognizable that what you have over your tfilin is not part of your tfilin, that's going to be even worse. And then the Mordechai says, v'yesh l'sapek b'davar. I'm not sure about that, but I think it might be even worse. According to the Mordechai, which is the opposite of Tosfos, according to the Mordechai, l'chora, we would have a problem. In fact, in the Tshuvas Yad Yitzchak Chel Gimel Sim Reishayin Hei, he says, based on the Mordechai, you're not allowed to have any covering for your tefillin shel yad, no cardboard cover, no plastic cover. So Moshe Weiss points out that is a very shvera chumra, to be machmir based on that Mordechai for several reasons. First of all, Tosfos and the Rush don't even quote that approach. Second of all, the Mordechai himself says that he's not even sure about it. Third of all, even the Mordechai quotes another approach where he suggests that Roes HaAvir is only a din in the Shel Rosh, not a din in the Shel Yad. And fourth, the Mordechai was talking about a Ritzua Shel Or that was attached to the Tefillin, not a plastic box that comes on and off of the Tefillin. So for all of those reasons, Rav Asher Weiss says to be Machmer based on that Mordechai would seem to be a little much. Second answer of Tosfos. Tosfos suggests, V'od Dishema de bayis hachitzon she'eno roa avir pasul lo shayich ela b'tfilin shel rosh velo b'shel yad kamo sheyesh b'tshuvas hagaonim. It also says this whole issue of roes ha'avir is only in tfilin shel rosh. Doesn't apply in tfilin shel yad. Tfilin shel yad can be covered with whatever you want to cover it with. If you hold that answer, Tosfos also nothing to discuss. Of course, our plastic covers are perfectly fine on our tfilin. In the tshuvas churas shai, Rav Asher Weiss also points this out, they suggest that this is, that when Tosfos says this, he says, Shema, maybe it's only a din in Shel Rosh and not Shel Yad. And maybe that reflects a lack of confidence in this approach. So maybe we shouldn't necessarily accept this approach. However, in Shevet HaLevi Cheleches Simen Hei, Rav Asher points out that the Rush, when the Rush quotes this answer, he doesn't say the word Shema. He quotes it with certainty, and if you look in the actual Tshuvas HaGaonim, also there's no Shema. They say it with certainty. So if you accept this second answer of Tosfos, L'chora, there's nothing to worry about whatsoever. Then there's the third answer of Tosfos, and the third answer of Tosfos suggests, Va'od, ki aritzua shenosim shal bayis hazroa eino mechasa kol habayis, Elahabayis atzma megula yeminu small. Says, you know, this ritzua that they had running over the tefillin didn't cover the whole bayis. It only covered the top and a little bit of two of the sides. But the other two sides were totally exposed. And that's why it's not a problem of Eina Roes HaAvir. Because when they had this ritzua running over the tefillin, still two full sides of the tefillin were completely exposed. And that's what makes it okay. if one accepts this approach, there's room to be machmir with our plastic covers, because our plastic covers do not leave any side exposed. They have a hole in the top to leave a little bit of the top exposed, but they do not leave any of the sides exposed. And it's based on that approach that the Tshuvas Tshura Shaykh El Galvsim Tavkuf Yud Gimel is machmir to not use these plastic tefillin covers. It should be noted that in that same Tshuva, in the Tshura Shai, he quotes the Yad Malachi in Klali HaTosos Os Chav Dalid, that why would I accept this answer of Tosos and not the first two? The Yad Malachi writes in his Klali HaTosos that when Tosos has multiple answers to a question, just an interesting idea as it is that the most authoritative answer is the last answer. I would have thought the most authoritative answer is the first answer and the other ones are afterthoughts. Yad Malachi writes, no, the most authoritative answer is the last answer. Tosos gives three answers over here. This is the most authoritative one, says the Tshura Shai, therefore you're not allowed to have the cardboard or the plastic boxes that cover your tefillin shel yad. Now, what exactly does that mean, that it can't be covered? Tosfos says if it's exposed on two sides, that's good enough. How much has to be exposed? Is the little hole in the top enough of an exposure? So apparently that's why we have the hole in the top, because there are those that said that it's enough of an exposure. Rav Asher Weiss didn't think so. He thought that if you hold like this shita of Tosos, this third answer of Tosos, it should have the same din as Kalat HaRukula, where you need rov, or at least mechza al mechza. So if you don't have rov of the bias exposed, Rav Asher Weiss thought that you would run afoul of this approach of Tosos. Now it happens to be the Rush quotes the same kasha that Tosos has. He quotes answer number one of Tosos. He quotes answer number two of Tosos. And he does not quote answer number three of Tosos. So as much as you want to say, oh, it's the most authoritative answer of Tosos, it's the only one not quoted by the Rush. And according to the first two answers of Tosos, there's nothing to worry about with our tefillin covers. And Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner points out in that same tshuva, that this answer, when it's cited by the Arzurua Hagadol in Ilchus Tefillin, he says, if you look at it in Makora, you look at where this answer comes from, in the early Rishonim, it clearly assumes that the strap that they're talking about that went over the Tefillin was sewn onto the Tefillin. Rav Ozner thinks, even according to the third answer, we'd have no problem with our plastic covers because they're not sewn on, they're not attached on in any way, they're easily removed. What other reasons might we have to be machmir that there's some sort of issue or problem with our plastic or cardboard covers for our tefillin shel yad? So there are two other concerns that are raised by Poskim, neither of which seem to be overwhelmingly convincing. The Tshuvas Arugas HaBosim in Or Chaim Siman Zayin says that you can't put anything on your tefillin because you're not allowed to put a dover chol on top of a dover kadosh. And the tefillin cover is a dover chol, whereas the tefillin itself is a dover kadosh. As Rav Asher Weiss points out, very difficult to assume that that's actually an issue over here. It is not a dover chol on top of a dover kadosh. It is a dover chol to protect a dover kadosh. That's what we call tashmishe kedusha. It's something that's there to help and to protect the Davar Kadosh. Very difficult to understand why that would be a problem. In Shuvah Siach Yitzchak Simin Yer Gimel, he points to Sefer Chasidim, that the Sefer Chasidim says you're not supposed to, if you're wearing tefillin shel yad, you shouldn't carry something under your arm. Because if you carry something under your arm, it will be mavdil between the tefillin and your lave. And you shouldn't have anything that gets in between the tefillin and the lave. And he says, and that's why you shouldn't have those plastic covers, because it's going to be mavdil between your tefillin and your lave. But again, is that the same thing as carrying some foreign object under your arm? This is something that's clearly there to protect the tefillin. Hard to imagine that would be the issue. So what do the poskim say, halacha lemaisa? So in Shuvah Zichron Yehuda Siman Tazayin, he quotes Maram Shik, that who's very much in favor of the plastic or cardboard boxes that we have covering our tefillin. He says it will protect your tefillin, it will make your tefillin last longer, you'll have less psulim. He was very much in favor. In Shuvas Melamed Lahoil, Chelik Alef Simen Chav Zayin, he speaks about if people, they used to be, you know, our tefillin covers, when we put them away, cover the bottom and the top of the tefillin when you put the, you know, when you wrap up your tefillin. They used to have tefillin covers that would just stick over the top of the tefillin. So he discusses someone who puts on his tefillin and he forgets to remove those covers. Is that okay? And he says, bidieved, but l'chadchila certainly not. And he records a story of, I don't know who the characters are in the story, but apparently big Talmid Chachamim, of Rabbi Yonasan HaKoyin mi Varsha, who covered his shalyad with a tick, and Harav de Plotsk, Morenu Harav Falk Auerbach Zal, made him promise that you're never going to do it again. But then he says, I saw Mayor Rav de Rotterdam, Shakasa B'Shem Shal Shuvas Noda B'Sharim B'Shem Sefer Over Oreach, that they were matir b'pshitos, that they had no problem with putting a cover on the tefillin. Rav Menashe Klein in his Mishnah Halachos Chelek Yudalef Siman Chafei quotes all of these different shitos haposkim and concludes al kalpanim it's a machlokes. So if you want to be makel, you have what to rely on. But he says va'machmir latzmo kefi das haposkim ha'olshim tovo alav birchas tov. You want to be machmir to not leave your tefillin totally covered and to have them exposed so that it's not roes havir, a great thing to do. Ubiprat b'mitzvah yikara kazu shemevazvizin harbe kesef machmir in kol chumra she'efshar. We try to introduce as many chumras as we can in Hilchos Tefillin, so why not introduce this chumra as well? The Aruch HaShulchan also seems to assume ein achol nasos kein, to leave your tefillin shalyad covered, but he's not machmir midina, it's just ein achon lasos kein. The majority shita seems to be as follows: Rav Avadya Yosef Nabi Omer Chelches, or Chaim Siman Dalet, and Rav Azman the Shevet Alevi say there's nothing wrong with having those cardboard and plastic boxes, and Adraba, you're supposed to cover your tefillin anyway while you're wearing them, so leave those boxes on the entire tefillah, that's perfectly fine. But at the time that you're making a bracha, you should remove that box for the birchas hatfillin. If you look around, you'll see many people are noheg this way. They'll take off the box for the birchas hatfillin. If you didn't, that's perfectly fine b'diavad. Rav Asher Weiss points out that the only makom lahachmir, even during the bracha, is for our plastic covers. But if you have this new hamtza'a, this new thing that they made with the rubber thing that only goes around the edges, the large majority of the tefillin is exposed to the avir anyway. You're not going to need to remember to take it off for the bracha, and it satisfies all the shitos in Tosos and all the shitos of all the acharon that want to be machmir. Is it necessary? Rav Asher says no. Is it nice? He says yes. It is a nice thing to do. Having said that, I emailed a sofer friend of mine. I said, what do you think about these things? And his response was essentially money-making gimmick. Rav Eliashiv was not at all interested in this kind of thing. He thought that the way Klal Yisrael has been doing it for hundreds of years is perfectly fine. And he sent me the hachra of Rav Eliashiv as quoted in Zichron Eliyahu, that even b'shas habracha, even l'chadchila, you can leave the plastic cover on. Ein bo mishum chesron b'riyas pnei avir, kivan shein lo mevatlo sham. Even if you hold that there is an issue of riyas pnei avir on the shalyad, you're not being mevatel it there, you're not leaving it there forever. One might even argue that it would be worse to have the new hamtza'a as far as that's concerned, because it doesn't come off, meaning it can come off, but you have no reason to ever take it off, because it doesn't fall off, and it's, so it's much more likely to remain there for a longer period of time. It's still not really mechuber, so it really is fine. There's nothing wrong. I don't want to say that something's wrong with it, but that's what they quote from Rav Eliashiv. V'chein nagu olam ve'in sorech afilu lachtoch bo me'at studim. There's no need to even try to. Some people suggested cutting, shaving down the covers that we have. He said, "Nah, leave it alone. It's fine. There's no problem whatsoever. You're not being mevatel it over there." So those are the various shitos in the poskim about this issue.